WMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that gives you the bigger picture and better terms of service. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment's brought to you by DOBA, Product Sourcing Simplified, D-O-B-A. You know your business needs a social media presence nowadays, but that doesn't mean that you know how to build one. Here now with strategies for promoting items on social media is Debbie Womack. She's known on eBay as Home to Outdoors, all one word. Debbie, what are the best social media platforms for eBay sellers?
You got your Pinterest, eBay Collection, Twitter, and it's good to set up a Facebook business page.
So let's pretend we're newbies.
Okay.
We want to start slow. Which one?
I would start off on Pinterest. Pinterest is easy to set up. You've got your thing right there to add to your listings once you put your listings up. So you would go to Pinterest and set up an account. And your eBay collections, too, will help bring in from eBay's end.
So you,
and they'll follow you.
So a newbie should start with Pinterest and eBay collections.
Yes.
And you know, they sound a little complicated, but once you get into them, they're really simple. Pinterest is simple and it's free.
Yes.
And you just set up an account, and then you click your little, after you do your listing, you click that little Pinterest icon, and you automatically go up there. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Once you set up your listing, then you just go where it'll tell you to review your listing after it's already published. And there's the icon that looks like it's a red circle with your P in it. All you do is click on that. Now, you want to make sure you're on your Pinterest account. So you want to make sure you're logged into Pinterest, and you just click the button and find the board that you're using and just hit save.
So you can have different boards. You can have a board for your vintage clothing. You could have a board for purses. You could have anything. And so you want to make sure that you have placed them in the right files, so to speak.
True. And it's good to set up different Pinterest boards. You don't want to just put eBay. Make it new, unique and a fun title. So if you're doing clothes, you might do sassy clothing, you know, or springtime clothing. And then you can pin direct to that board that you've made up.
Do you do all your listings, or do you just do specific ones on Pinterest?
I pretty much do all of mine. So I'll have them, whatever boards that I have made up, and then I'll pin direct to that board. So I sell a lot of glassware and a lot of outdoor camping. Now your springtime, you're camping, you're outdoors. So I'll have I have one that's called Picnic Up or Picnic Time. So then you just set up your board to whatever your title is, and then you just pick it. It's very simple to start off with Pinterest.
And what are you hoping that it's going to, what is it going to reap? What benefits does being on Pinterest reap?
Once you get your items over on Pinterest, you'll get followers, and you want to follow people also that are in that specific group, maybe people that are following clothing, and they'll follow you back, and it'll help draw in sales for you.
Okay, so Griff, we've learned if we're newbies, we should be on Pinterest
first.
And eBay collections.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when you're setting up these new social media accounts, what do you suggest we use for our name so that people can identify us?
Go same as whatever your eBay. If you have an eBay store, like mine is Home to Outdoors, that's called branding. You want to make sure that your Pinterest account is the same, or any of your social medias that you use. Use the same name. Now, on Twitter, I have my own name, but I have a few accounts. So you want to use the name that your store is, your eBay store, and use it on your other accounts.
So should we have
consistency.
A personal account? Well, part of the branding, right? So you want to be known as the same thing all over the place.
Exactly.
On Pinterest, should I have a personal account or a business account?
I recommend going with a business. Then you can brand yourself better. You're a business. If you want to be an online seller, go to your business account. And the difference is with a business, you can add your eBay link, your store link, or if you're just doing selling products only without a store, your URL, your website link. You'll have a box to where you can put in information of yourself, and it helps show you that you're a business trying to work yourself out.
Is it easy to get eBay listings into a Pinterest board?
Yes. Yeah, once you're already have your listings on eBay, right above your user ID. So you open up one of your products, one of your listings, and they'll have the picture, your gallery pictures, and then the pricing. And then on the right side, you'll see your user ID. Right above those have your icons for the different social medias. And all you do is click on that item on the icon. The icon, so you'll have the email, you have your Facebook, Twitter, and then Pinterest. All you do is click on the Pinterest icon that is above your seller's information on your listing and select the board that you want to choose to put it into, and then just save. It only takes a couple seconds. I find it easy when I'm in my listing. Once I completed a listing, then I just open up that listing, click that icon button, it'll pop up, and then I save it to that board I want to put it, and then I'll go on to my next listing. It only takes a few seconds.
Huh.
Any secrets on how to get followers on Pinterest?
You want to follow others, like I mentioned, that when you're setting up a board, your first board, they're going to ask you to add something. So you have to go to the Pinterest search and search, say, it's clothing. So you want to search for that. Add a couple of those in. Then you can add your own. I've also gone back and deleted them if I don't need them. But you have to start off with one of their searches. On Facebook, many of the eBay Facebook groups, I know my group, Sellers Helping Each Other. On Sundays, we have a promote and share day, and there's a lot of them. So you can promote, and these are called group boards also. There are Pinterest group boards from different sellers that they can invite you in and have a bunch of different sellers within that board.
Oh.
So how do you set up an eBay collection?
You would go to your user ID. So if you're in, I have a store. If you're in your store, you just click on your user ID. That, I think it's called our personal page now. It used to be the About Me page, but I'm used to still calling it. You'll find, it'll ask you collections. See your collections. If you don't have one, it'll ask you about the collections, and then you just start making your boards. It's very similar to Pinterest.
How long have you been selling on eBay?
I have been selling since 2004.
We're speaking with Debbie Womack.
12 years.
She's known on eBay as Home to Outdoors. So 12 years, wow, that's a long time.
Yeah.
You remember the first thing you sold on eBay?
You know what? No, it had to be a book. Because books is when I first started selling used books. And I cannot remember exactly which book it was.
And
those were the first things from 2004. I was working outside of my home and just selling used books, a lot of cookbooks, a lot of nonfiction books. And then in 2009, when I went to the first our eBay radio party in Las Vegas, that's when I switched my product line. Got laid off in 2010 from a large manufacturer of 20 years and decided I had enough and went full-time on eBay.
And that was when?
2004.
Have we lost Debbie?
Hello?
Uh-oh. Line went dead.
Oh, that happened.
Unusual.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. Went dead totally.
Well, while we're waiting to reconnect with Debbie, you can, if you have a question about collections, for example, she was talking about how to do that. You just go to, if you go to the top left-hand side of any eBay page, you'll notice your name up there. If you're signed in, if you're not, you have to sign in. And when you click the downward arrow, click your name, you'll see a little drop-down box, and they'll show your avatar and your user ID. And underneath that, it'll say My Collections. If you click that and you have no collections started, there's a link there that says Learn How. Click the Learn How link. It'll show you how you start the collection.
Oh, that's simple enough.
Yeah.
Okay, so I go up where it says Rosalie. Oh, I see. I hover over Rosalie.
Yes.
And then it says My Collections, Account Settings, and Sign Up. I didn't know that. Thank you very much, Griff. And
You're actually welcome.
Have a collection. Debbie, we lost you for
a
moment,
about
honey.
That.
I don't know why.
I don't know what happened.
So are there apps that automatically send items to Pinterest or other social media sites?
You can sign up. There is an app on eBay. If you go to your apps, it doesn't send to Pinterest, but once you get into future, into Twitter and Facebook, it will share. It's called True Smart Social. It's a free eBay app.
Okay.
Sounds cool. Debbie, thank you so much for stopping by and sharing your social media tips with us. This segment was sponsored by DOBA, D-O-B-A. Up next, a new release plus some brand new tips when we come back with more of eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, responding to your customers' messages is crucial to your success. But as your business grows, you find you're spending more and more time sifting through those emails each day. Introducing Reply Manager. They streamline the process of replying to buyers through eBay's My Messages. Reply Manager is the only tool that offers category tags and standard replies for the resolution center. Plus, email threads along with internal notes and reminders keep the conversation intact. And you can take action on multiple emails from multiple selling channels, all at once. You set the criteria to automatically sort messages, set autoresponders, and generate detailed reports. And Reply Manager won't leave you hanging. They're always available during business hours with after-hours support for emergencies as well. Visit ReplyManager.com for a free trial. No risk, no credit card. ReplyManager.com.
Shipping can be complicated. Make it simple with ShipStation. ShipStation is customizable so you can automate your shipping process just the way you like it. Nearly every single shipping task and decision, from choosing a carrier and service to importing and processing orders, can be set up to work auto-magically. Brand labels with your logo. Even tailor notification emails to suit your business. So every aspect of your customer's order experience has your personal touch. ShipStation works right from the cloud and integrates directly with eBay. You can batch print multiple labels for USPS, UPS, FedEx, DHL, and other services, all at the same time. There's even a mobile app that lets you print shipping labels from anywhere. If you're eligible for discounts from UPS, FedEx, or somebody else, ShipStation will pull them in. Plus, you get an awesome discount on USPS rates just for using ShipStation. Try it free for 30 days at ShipStation.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.